Tallahassee Unitarian Universalist Church Pastor Robin Gray has been planning a big wedding ceremony for same-sex couples.
Now we're going to go ahead with individual weddings for people and an open reception and photographers and just all kinds of good news and good sharing.
But for nearly a week, those plans looked to be in trouble. Tallahassee-based U.S. District Judge Robert Hinkle declared the state's gay marriage ban unconstitutional back in August, but he stayed his ruling to allow time for an appeal. The stay expires January 5th, and the appeal is still pending. Supporters thought gay marriages would commence the following day, but lawyers for the State Association of County Clerks said Hinkle's ruling applied to only one couple in Washington County where the suit was originally filed. And that had gay marriage advocates like Elizabeth Schwartz with Equality Florida threatening to sue.
Absolutely. Wouldn't you if your clerk was not obeying the law?
Washington County's clerk of court asked Hinkle to clarify his ruling, and on New Year's Day, the judge did. Hinkle says his ruling applies statewide, and clerks who don't issue marriage licenses can be sued. The Court Clerks Association now says clerks should follow Hinkle's advice. University of Richmond School of Law professor Carl Tobias says,
I don't see any hurdles unless an individual clerk in one of the 67 counties decides to not follow that legal advice.
The news means same-sex couples like Jennifer Stubbs and Adrian Seals of Tallahassee can now get married in Florida. Stubbs says while they could have gotten married in another state, Florida is home.
We want to be here and able to have our jobs and everybody recognize our marriage in our home state.
Opponents to gay marriage say Hinkle's ruling is being misinterpreted, but University of Richmond's Tobias says the probability those opponents could sue and make it stick is low.
I think most of the Florida state judges would just reject that kind of argument out of hand.
Florida is now the 36th state where same-sex marriage is legal. For WFSU News, I'm Lynn Hatter.